If you were looking for a new home last year, there wasn't much to shop for. Numbers released this week by the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, REBGV, an organization that represents 15,000 realtors from Whistler to Maple Ridge, show 7.5% fewer properties on the market in Metro Vancouver compared with 2022. Still, with the dip in listings and the high cost of borrowing for purchasers, sellers continued to push up prices as buyers competed for the few homes available. The benchmark home price in Metro was $1.1 million, a 5% uptick over 2022. The fact that we ended the year with 5% plus gains in home prices across all market segments demonstrates that Metro Vancouver remains an attractive and desirable designation, said REBGV spokesperson Andrew Lee in a news release issued today, January 3. And elevated borrowing costs alone aren't enough to dissuade buyers determined to get into this market. The REBGV data comes a day after BC Assessment released its property valuations made on July 1, 2023, which also indicate a relatively flat real estate market last year. Assessments, which determine property values, classifications and exemptions through location, size, land surface, shape, use, age and condition, among other things, play a part in how much the municipality charges in property taxes in July. Here are the benchmark prices for typical Tri-City properties in December 2023. Single-family home Coquitlam equals $1.7 million. Port Coquitlam equals $1.3 million. Port Moody equals $2 million. Townhouse Coquitlam equals $1 million. Port Coquitlam equals $913,000. Port Moody equals $1 million. Apartment Coquitlam equals $711,800. Port Coquitlam equals $610,000. Port Moody equals $735,000. MLS listings for December 2023. Coquitlam single family house equals 29. Townhouse equals 22. Apartment equals 35. Port Coquitlam single family house equals 17. Townhouse equals 6. Apartment 15. Port Moody single family house equals 8. Townhouse equals 10. Apartment equals 13.